You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hey there, this is the Spoken Edition of Wired.
With each new Star Wars movie, fans wait to see how their favorite characters, new and old, will be styled. And with some of the most iconic and influential hairstyles in pop culture history, the franchise has a high bar to clear when it comes to its characters' tresses. Because, as Yoda says, hairdo, or do not hairdo, there is no try. But how do the buns, braids, blowouts, helmet hair, and headdresses in a galaxy far, far away rank when pitted against each other? We have your definitive character-by-character guide to the best and worst looks from Naboo to Starkiller Base. Quaff it up. Note, we concerned ourselves with hair and hair only. That means no heads that are shaped like hair. Looking at you, Bib Fortuna. Best hair. Number 1. Leia. Leia is a basic choice to top our list. But no hair in the history of film is as iconic as the style that spawned millions of parodies, Halloween costumes, ill-advised earmuffs, and people who think it's hilarious to hold up cinnamon buns next to their faces. George Lucas has said that the revolutionaries of Pancho Villa were the inspiration for the buns, but others have pointed out that the look more closely resembles the Falera hairdo from Spain or the Hopi squash blossom buns. Regardless, Leia doesn't get nearly enough credit for her other styles. Her Hoth crown braid, Bespin look with the braided looks, and her coiled twisted braid situation from the final scene of the original trilogy, dubbed the Hot Plate Special by the crew. Props for being the only woman in history to make hair jewelry look cool when hanging out with a giant slug gangster, and kudos to her chic but no fuss updo in The Force Awakens. Because when you're busy running the Rebel Uprising and chasing after your good-for-nothing rogue-ass son, there's no damn time to mess with your hair. We salute you and your fabulous tresses, General Organa. Number 2. Padme. Yes, Queen of Naboo. One of the only good things about the prequels is Padme's sense of fashion, ranging from her iconic wedding dress to her ombre goddess-style flowing gown. But the real showstopper is her hair. From gravity-defying updos and bejeweled headbands straight out of a Coachella fever dream to headdresses that would even put Sarah Jessica Parker at the Met to shame. Number 3. Kylo Ren. Ah, the mane that inspired a whirlwind of tweets in such think pieces as, "Why is Kylo Ren's hair so shiny and voluminous? An investigation." With his follicularly blessed lineage, it only makes sense that he never suffers from helmet hair, even after a long day of stomping around with stormtroopers, attacking villages, and interrogating rebels. The hair game is strong with his family. His hair is, of course, a throwback to the longer hairdo sported by his role model and grandfather, Anakin, while Anakin was being lured to the dark side. We'll get into that soon. Like Samson, do the men in their family derive dark energy from their locks? And if that's the case, why is Anakin as Vader bald? Maybe that's the real answer to why Ren's hair is so big. It's full of secrets. Hair secrets. Number 4. Rey. Nicknamed Three Knobs on set, this updo looks cute from the front with early aughts inspired side pieces and wispies. From the side or back, though, things get questionable. Why three buns? What's so wrong with one? Rey doesn't seem super concerned with fashion, so we're left to believe that it's a utility thing. Still, we're game for this look because, well, they're in space. Things are allowed to get a little weird. Also, a million points for her goddamn eyebrows. Don't tell us that she hasn't gotten her hands in some wax while scavenging on Jakku, because we will call you a liar. Number 5. Dorme. Only in Star Wars could a style this outrageous fit into the background. Padme's handmaiden rocks a kawaii as hell hair bow that puts even girl Shoshana to shame. Hair bows, as in bows styled with actual human hair, not cute cloth bows with a clip, are a very real and wonderfully strange thing. But we're pretty sure it's impossible to make one IRL with this much volume using only natural hair. Please, though, someone make a tutorial to prove us wrong. Number 6. Poe Dameron. Poe has some luscious, swept-back locks that pair well with his clean-shaven face. Like Kylo Ren, he somehow manages to avoid helmet head. This is very excellent hair. It's amazing he doesn't have a line of people from across the galaxy lined up to run their fingers through it. Number 7. Lando Calrissian. Lando might be the first major black character in the Star Wars universe, but we have to assess some minor demerits for rocking a perm. But we'll cut him some slack because if hair includes facial hair, he takes the cake with his groovy-ass 70s mustache. This look transcended Billy Dee Williams' role in Star Wars. Not only was it an essential component of his signature confidence and swagger, but we maintain that it's the reason that Williams became the spokesperson for Colt 45 beer. Were you hiring him or the stash, Colt? Be honest. Number 8. Jen Erso. We call this look the bridesmaid. It's nothing as revolutionary as Jen herself in Rogue One, but it's certainly very pretty and easy for fans to replicate with side bangs, face framing pieces, and a little bun at the nape of her neck. Number 9. Mon Mothma. Caroline Blackiston once said she opted to use her own mid-length red pixie cut for her role as Mon Mothma, and we're glad she did. This look, while later co-opted by Justin Bieber, became an essential 80s style. Number 10. Bodhi Rook. This undercut slash ponytail combination is very Burning Man. It's a little dirty, but also kind of sexy in a yoga teacher way. Conclusion? He can rook our Bodhis anytime. Number 11. Finn. Finn's fashion is best defined by the on-trend resistance fighter jacket gifted to him by Poe. His hair, though, a classic cut we call the You're Always Grumpy Uncle, has never been on trend. Never ever. But Boyega fans can take heart. His hair, as seen in the Pacific Rim 2 set photos, is extra fire emoji. Number 12, Han Solo. Though Han is a total babe, his hair is a little fluffy, and we can't stand a middle part. What else do you expect from a stuck-up, half-witted, scruffy-looking nerf herder? Still, he's got a good head of hair, and we can't knock those retro sideburns. We also like his conservative, tapered cut in Force Awakens. A solid look for an older Han. Number 13, Luke Skywalker. Baby Skywalker starts out with a retro 70s feathered mop. A little dated now, but very of his time. When we meet back up with him in Force Awakens, he has transitioned to a scruffy hair slash beard combo. Very old school Jedi. Though, dear hipsters, the next time you think that this is a cute look, think of the fact that the makeup and hair folks working on the film thought this would be the best way to show that someone was literally cloistered away on a fucking island for decades. Number 14. Sabé. Her style makes for a crazy couture runway-ready look. It's not easy imitating the queen, especially when that means you have to wear giant hair croissants on the side of your head. What is up with these people and hair that resembles pastries? Kudos to her for rocking it. Number 15. Chewbacca. One of the few characters who is literally covered in hair from head to toe, his routine includes a complex combination of hair oil, holding spray, careful shampooing, a special hairbrush to comb out the snarls on his butt, and wand-created curls. Seriously. Chewie is at his best when his locks are windswept and looks significantly creepy when his hair is brushed smooth. What's with the volume? Is his forehead just super long, or is he wearing a bumpet? We advocate for him getting a Border Terrier-style trim. Google it, and you will agree. Number 16, Anakin Skywalker. This one is tricky. Anakin has, at points, both very good hair and the definitive worst hair in the galaxy. Let's start with 20-something Anakin's windblown surfer hair, a look that's later copped by his psycho grandson, Kylo Ren. Carefree, classic, two thumbs up. On the other hand, young Anakin has a freaking rat tail. You say Padawan braid, we say rat tail. And it doesn't matter because when it comes down to it, we can all agree that it's gross. We can't decide if he looks like he just walked out of a Hot Topic with bad rubber bracelets and a t-shirt from a band he's never actually heard, or if he's a recent escapee from a hippie commune. Just, nope, nope, nope. The really? You could do better list. Obi-Wan Kenobi. Specifically, young Kenobi played by Ewan McGregor. Rock me, sexy Jesus? Qui-Gon Jinn. The half-up, half-down look needs to crawl back to the 90s and die there. In recent years, some millennial celebrities, Ariana Grande, have tried to make this a thing again. We maintain that encouraging anyone to wear this look is straight-up irresponsible. Ewoks. They need a trip to the groomer. Maybe a nice puppy-cut blowout like a Shih Tzu. We say yes. Yoda. Real talk. Yoda needs to own his hair loss and go bald. If you want to feel truly creeped out, look up Yaddle, another member of Yoda's species, and imagine how your favorite pint-sized green Jedi might have looked in his younger days. Queen Jamilia. Girl, you look like a sunflower. Salacious Crumb. 0 points to the weird dude who you might recognize from hanging out with Jabba the Hutt. He could use a shoulder waxing and some kind of hat to cover those little tufts on his head. The Wild Card. Captain Phasma. We have no idea what she looks like under the helmet. Will actress Gwendolyn Christie keep her carefree, battle-ready Brienne of Tarth messy chop? Or will she revert back to the real-life long blonde locks that she sported pre-Game of Thrones? Or maybe she's got something wacky going on under there that we haven't even thought up yet. The options are literally endless. This article posted by Lexi Pendel.
Hope you enjoyed this spoken edition of Wired News. And if you'd like more, search for Wired Science and Wired Business.